I'm going to talk a little bit this week about Shabbos HaGadol, which we are about to celebrate together, and about why it's called Shabbos HaGadol and its lead up into Pesach, the Heilig Gegoyis Yom Tov of Pesach. Famously, we know that Shabbos HaGadol was called Shabbos HaGadol. The Torah already tells us from Chazal because it was that great Shabbos when Klal Yisrael were told by Moshe Rabbeinu to go in front of the Mitzrayim and take their idol, or the spitz of all their idols. The truth is, as we've said before, they used to serve a variety of different animals. They were called the Malchus Egla, and they also served mainly the sheep. And we were to take that in front of them into our homes, and Klal Yisrael did that. And the Mitzrayim were grinding their teeth and wanting to do, and were asking Klal Yisrael, what are you doing and why are you doing it? And they told them, and we're doing this, we're taking this carbon because we are about to prepare for Carbon Pesach. In fact, on Wednesday night, on Wednesday afternoon, we're going to be makriv this carbon. And on Wednesday night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to kill all of your Bechorim. And the Bechorim said, are you serious? Who said that? They said, well, Moshe Rabbeinu told us. And they ran to their parents and they ran to Paroi. And Paroi told them, there's nothing to talk about. I'm not letting Klal Yisrael go, even if it means you guys die. I'm not letting Paroi go. I'm not letting Klal Yisrael go. And they started a civil war between the Bechorim and the rest of Mitzrayim. And that's why we say, Lemake Mitzrayim Bivchoireim. Mitzrayim got killed by their Bechorim. And it's also why the Mefarshim say it's the only Makkah that we call Makkas Bechorim, because aside from the Bechorim getting killed, they also killed loads of others prior to it in the civil war that ensued following this information that was given by Klal Yisrael that they were preparing this Korban Pesach, and the Mitzrayim could do nothing about it. And Klal Yisrael took it, and they tied it to their beds, and they had Bikur Dalad Yomim, after which they were going to bring the carbon. And since it was this great nes that happened on that day, Chazal tell us that we celebrate and we call it Shabbos HaGadol. That year happened to be on Yud Nisan, and therefore Yud Nisan should be a day of celebration. So the Magen Avraham and the Taz discuss there that either because it was the day of Miriam's Yahrzeit, which really meant to be a Tanis, and that's why there's other reasons that are given why we don't celebrate the date. And therefore they were koveya to be on the Shabbos. The Levush, in Siman Tov Lamed, brings all this information about what the Torah says. He brings the Medrash Seichet Tov about L'makim Mitzrayim B'Vchareim, and then he says, U'masha tolim anis b'Shabbos v'loi b'yud l'chodesh. That's which we make dependent the Nes on the Shabbos. We call Shabbos HaGadol as opposed to calling Yud L'Chodesh a day of celebration. The whole Nes came to Klal Yisrael, the Nes of us being able to take that Korban Pesach in front of the eyes of Mitzrayim, and they were unable to do anything to us, was because of Shmiras HaShabbos. The Mitzrayim were fully aware, were well aware that every week Klal Yisrael stopped doing any malachas, and they kept Shabbos, and they sat together with Shevet Levi, and they went through Torah Sa'ovus, and they were very aware of that. Kedisim Medrash, Hoyu Matmim. So they were surprised, they were bewildered. Shehoyu Metaplim Bebalei Chai b'Shabbos. Were they busy with animals on Shabbos? There's an issue to be Metaplim Bebalei Chai on Shabbos. Ba'alidei Kach Shalom, and that's what brought them to ask the question. Had they not seen Klal Yisrael being Mechalal Shabbos, they wouldn't have asked the question. It was only because, and had they not seen Klal Yisrael being Shomer Shabbos all the years beforehand, every single Shabbos, they also wouldn't have asked the question. It was overtly clear that Klal Yisrael every week were being Shomer Shabbos, were refraining from doing any malachas. Hence, when here they went, and they took the Baalei Chaim on Shabbos, the Mitzrayim asked the question, what are you doing? Why are you taking this Baalei Chaim on Shabbos? Lekach, Koirin Dafke Shabbos HaGadol. And the preacher says it's also because they saw even more. They went into the Yidden's houses and they saw them taking the sheep and they saw them tying it to the bed. And they didn't know the difference between a Kesher Shel Kayama and a Kesher Sheina Shel Kayama. So they were surprised. You're being over on an Issam Alocha. You don't tie knots on Shabbos normally. And here you're tying it to your bed. And Klal Yisrael said, yeah, but here we have a Hoyra Shah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us there's certain times that there's Hoyra Shah. We know in the Beis HaMikdash there were Karbonos. We did Melechus Karbonos on Shabbos. I normally wouldn't do it, but where there is a tzibur specifically to do it, and there's a tzibur specifically to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us to keep this. The Chasam Sofer in his droshes, in one of his droshes, quotes this Levush, and then he takes it a step further. He says that Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol because the whole Nes only happened because of Shabbos. That's Pshat in the Levush. It's called the Great Shabbos because it's not just about the fact that it happened on the Shabbos. It was the fact that it happened on a Shabbos and that they'd kept Shabbos up until that point so stringently and so clearly that they were asked about this, you're doing this on Shabbos and this great Nes that happened on Shabbos. So it was called Shabbos HaGadol. Says the Chasam Sofer, Klal Yisrael, we know from Chazal, went out from the Perek Rabbi Akiva in Mesechta Shabbos. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a Thursday. And in the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, we're told that Paro sent Iktorin, he sent spies together with Klal Yisrael to accompany them out of Mitzrayim and to see what was going on. It's fascinating to trying to get in the mind of this Paro. He's been battered and smashed. I mean, shown and told Klal Yisrael that you're going out, yet he still sends spies with them to try and figure out what they're doing. And on the third day, Vayugad leMelech Mitzrayim kivoracham. It was told to the Melech Mitzrayim they've run away. Paro says, oh, they've run away, right? Mobilize the whatever left of Mitzrayim. We're going to go and chase after Klal Yisrael. And that was the lead to this amazing Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. Says the Chasam Sofer, how are we zoicher to this amazing Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf? Also because we kept Shabbos. He says, let's make a cheshbon. What was that third day after they left Mitzrayim? They left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. The third day was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. On Shabbos, the spies started to ask the Yidden, one second, you're traveling now on Shabbos, but you normally don't travel more than 2,000 amos on a Shabbos. And you're carrying in a Shusar Rabim. What's going on? So he said, well, we've got to get out of Mitzrayim. We can't stay there. They said, ah, you mean because Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos? Like we know, you only violate Shabbos when there's Pikuach Nefesh. Ah, that must be because you're afraid that Paro can still get you back. If so, you must have done something wrong, that you feel you don't have the Ashkoch Elyona with you anymore. Ah, if that's the case, let's get back to Paro and tell him they obviously know they're not on the Madriga, that they've got Ashkoch Elyona with them, and let's go and chase them. So he says, that's why Paro said, Nevuchim heim ba'aret, sogar aleim amibor. Umisha toya b'midbar, only someone who's lost in the midbar is mutalelech, who's mutalelech b'shabas kedesh yagi al yishuv, like the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Simon Shimem Dalet tells us, v'al kaponim im Hashem imachem, if the Ebishu will be with you, ein lechem tzrichim lechol zeh. Ela al karachach, ein Hashem imachem, uberchim eim. So you're in a makam sakona, and it's a pikuach nefesh, that's why you're traveling on Shabbos. Ebazoi, he was mechazik liboy lirdoiv. Nimtza says the Chasam Sofer, al yedei zchus shmiras Shabbos, because of the fact that Klal Yisrael had kept in Mitzrayim all the years Shabbos, and they did refrain from doing malacha, and they refrained from carrying in a Rosh Hashanah, and they refrained from walking more than 2,000 amas on a Shabbos. It was only because of that the Mitzrayim now had the question of why are you traveling on Shabbos? Ah, it must be because, which falsely led them to think that they didn't have the Ashkoch Elyona, that was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nimtzali, this Chushmir Shabbos, Nitzoydi Mitzayim Alayom, Zog de Chasam Sofer, V'hainu Da Amrino, and that's why we say every Shabbos, Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. What's the Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim? There's a component of Yetzias Mitzrayim, one of the main parts of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, when Mitzrayim drowned in the Yamsuf. How did that Nes come about? It came about because we kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim. So Shabbos is Zecher Litzias. Every week we remind ourselves, Shmiras Shabbos is what brought about an integral part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we say, besides the fact that we say it's Tchilo LeMikroi Kodesh, it's the first of Mikroi Kodesh that's said in Parashas Emor, it's also a Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. That's the Chasam Sofer. So there's two parts in why Shabbos HaGadol now is called Shabbos HaGadol. It's called Shabbos HaGadol because we commemorate the fact that on this tremendous day, the Shabbos prior to the Nes of Pesach, we had an amazing Nes, and the Mitzrayim did nothing to us when we took their idol and took it for our mitzvah, for our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aside from that, he says it was only because of Shmiras Shabbos up until that point that we were zoicher to this whole Nes. And more than that, says the Chasam Sofer, it's only because of Shmiras Shabbos until that point that we were zoicher to the part of the Nes when Mitzrayim all drowned in the Yamsuf. Therefore, it's called Shabbos HaGadol. We call it the Great Shabbos because it's not just about Shabbos, this Shabbos itself. It's about the Nes that happened on the Shabbos, but because of all the Shabboses that we kept. And therefore, we call it the Shmiras Shabbos, where we commemorate the fact that the keeping of Shabbos is what brought about these Nisim. There's another Chasam Sofer towards the beginning of his drashas, and it's a different year in his drashas on Shabbos HaGadol, where he suggests perhaps a different reason why Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol. He says there's two main Shabbosos in the year where we know that Klal Yisrael get together and they hear drosha from the Rav or the Dayan or the Rebbe, whoever it may be that is going to inspire them. And there's two specific times that those are chosen, he says, because in short, at the end of the summer, summer is more, the yetz of a person is more energized. That's why we say Pirkei Avos the whole summer. The summer is a time where a person is more susceptible to fall in the trap of the yetz hara. Comes the end when it's already coming towards the winter and the days are already getting shorter. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashkachos HaElyona, put for us a Shabbos Shuvah. So Klal Yisrael have already calmed down a little bit and they're contemplating what's gone on throughout the whole summer. It's time to do Shuvah. And then we have the Yom Noroim, the Yom of Kapara. He says, it comes the end of the winter. The winter are days where a person is subdued. It's by nature, the nature of the world has influence on a person's, on the goings about of a person. And it comes the end, and we want to tell him, look, there's no question about it, but Mokim Shabbat Shubba Oim Dimein Tzadikin Gurim Yicholim Lamud. And therefore, what we achieved on Shabbat Shubba was amazing. But you know what would be even more amazing? If we didn't have to use Shabbos Shuvah to do tshuva on everything that happened in the summer, but rather we're forewarned and forearmed that throughout the summer we will remain tzaddikim. And he says that is the tachlis of Shabbos HaGadol. He says we see in Chazal that Godol is referred to someone, and it's the greater person, who didn't even enter, who knows all the tachbulas of the Yetzer, but didn't enter into the trap of the Yetzer at all. Of course, there's someone who did enter into that trap and did Shuvah is a Gevaldi Gezach, but if one can be a Godol and not even enter into it in the first place, then one has achieved even more. And therefore he says that the Shabbos HaGadol is where the Rav has the responsibility to go to Klal Yisrael and say, look, there's no question about it. And he's Medayik Apostle at the end of Parashat Metzora. It says, V'izharatem es b'nei Yisrael mitumas, and warn Klal Yisrael not to be involved in Tumah. And twice a year we do that, Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos HaGadol. V'lo yomusu b'tumasam. One is, do Tshuvah, so you shouldn't die from the Tumah. That's what happens at Shabbos Shuvah. Quickly, do Tshuvah, otherwise there's a death sentence that could be hanging by Yom Kippur. He says, but there's another reason. We come and we say, and if you did Shuvah, then it's Gevaldig and you own the Merumah Shalom. Oh, but why even get to that point where you'll be Tamom es Mishkoni Hashem Aseichom? Avoid even getting involved with the Yetz in the first place, because that brings to a Tzait Vayelig Yechilal Hashem, and therefore avoid that. And that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, because it's meant to be there to prepare us for the coming summer months, that we should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and avoid falling trap to that which the Yetzer has prepared for us. And therefore that gives us an indication a little bit as well that the Shabbos HaGadol is there where we are preparing ourselves to go into the summer. How do we prepare ourselves? Well, Shabbos HaGadol is about preparing ourselves for Pesach. And it seems therefore that Pesach is going to be an integral part of preparing us as well for the summer, that we remain connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without falling trap to the Yetzer Hara. So, Reb Shimon Schwab has just got this week an amazing, is the Haggadah that's come out of Reb Shimon Schwab, and he has a couple of droshes at the beginning where he talks about why Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol. Again, try and keep it short. He says that every Shabbos we know is Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis and Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, he says Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim we mention very little about. We talk about it on Friday night and then it doesn't feature very much else during the Shabbos. And we talk about it, we know, we focus on the fact that it's Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, the Sheishis Yomim Te'asa Melacha, and we don't spend too much time other than Friday night Kiddush and a little bit in Davening that it's Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, and Shabbos really is about Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu governs the world. So there's the Ashkocha in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Borei HaOlam, and that he is the Mani HaOlam. We focus much more on a regular Shabbos on the fact that he was the Borei HaOlam. We mention that he was the Mani HaOlam. But when it comes to Shabbos HaGadol, which is a preparation for Pesach, during which we discuss how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mani Ha'olam, that was the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav, he says then we talk about it as being the Shabbos HaGadol, because it has incorporated within it all the meanings of Shabbos, and all the references that Shabbos has, both to Ma'aseh Bereishis and to Hashkocha Pratis, and therefore it's called Shabbos HaGadol. I then had an idea this week, I actually said this idea, someone in Baruch Shekivanti, I see that he's brings this as another thought into why Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol. He says like this, Pesach is called Shabbos. Mashreh Zecholin Revocha used to, I remember, every year, or at least the first year we were married, this gladly surprised me, and he says the first day, Pesach, he walks out and says, Nuk, Shabbos. And I obviously saw with the twinkle in his eye and the smile on his face, there was some sort of, it was Yom Tov. So was he trying to, why was he wishing me good Shabbos? Just to get a mistaken response, good Shabbos? I said, what do you mean? So he says, the Vilna Gaon used to wish people on first day Pesach good Shabbos. Why? He says, because the Torah calls it, Mimochras HaShabbos, and Lohitzi Milimon Shel Tzidokim. We used to say, you only count Sfiras HaOmer from a Sunday, Mimochras HaShabbos. No, we count from the day after first day Pesach. But first day Pesach is called Shabbos. Why is Pesach called Shabbos? There's a beautiful Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Emor. He says that there are two kavanas in why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's two separate kavanas. One called the kavanah of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Shabbos, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Yom Tov. The mitzvah of Shabbos is a mitzvah where Klal Yisrael is meant to be focusing on their, each individual focuses on his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Shabbos is about. Yom Tov, however, he says, is where Klal Yisrael focus on their relationship with one another. That's what Yom Tov is about. And he says, and you see in the halachas, in the main halachas of Shabbos and Yom Tov, that that is the kavana. Because on Shabbos we know, komish torach be'erev Shabbos, yoichal be'Shabbos. And you can't do any melacha on Shabbos, not even for eichel nefesh. Whereas on Yom Tov we say, you can do anything that you could do before Yom Tov, you shouldn't do on Yom Tov, but if it's eichel nefesh, you can do it and you can be marbe b'shirim. Why? Dilma iklulu ha'arichim. Maybe guests will come. Yeah, that's the kavana of Yom Tov. That you should be focused. Maybe more guests will come. Maybe more guests will come. Because it's about chibur of Klal Yisrael one to another. Hence, oichal nefesh is mutter, so you can prepare for more people, and you can be marbe b'shurim, so that more people can come and join as well. Shabbos is not like that. Shabbos is about focusing on my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I need to be more limited in my interaction with Klal Yisrael, I'm more focused on my interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, what I prepared before is enough for Shabbos. Says the Meshech Chochmah, says Rav Meir Simcha, Zechitzal Livracha, that Pesach has an element that is very similar to Shabbos. By the Korban Pesach. You could only be and eat from a Korban Pesach on Leil HaSeder if you were part of the Menuyim before Yom Tov began. So it has an element in it where you need to have been prepared prior to the Yom Tov in order to partake in part of the Yom Tov. So although it may be a Yom Tov where certainly, as Rav Shim Shofar Hirsch expounds on hugely in Parshas Bo, that it's that a person meant to be with his family and it's meant to be a time where Klal Yisrael are celebrating, Sovei Sela Bois, and if there isn't enough people to eat from the Korban, then who Shcheino Yakorevilov? And of course that's meant to be part of it. But there's an element of this Yom Tov that one has to be prepared beforehand. There's an element of Misha Torach Yoichal. Misha Torach Be'erev Yoichal Be'. Where? By the Korban Pesach. Hence, Pesach is called Shabbos. It's called Shabbos because it has an element of Kol Misha Torach Be'erev Yoichal Be'. Shabbos beforehand? Well, that's the real Shabbos. Pesach is only called the Shabbos because it has an element of Shabbos to it. Hence, we call the Shabbos beforehand the Shabbos Hagado. You should know this is the real Shabbos. This is the big Shabbos. And then you have also the Shabbos HaKotan, and that's Pesach, because it has an element of Shabbos to it. Besides for that, he says, it's really, he extrapolates from this theme, that you see Pesach is so much about, it has this element to it. Korban Pesach is what Leil HaSeder is about. It revolves around the Korban Pesach, the Matzah, the Morrow, the Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And for that one has to be prepared beforehand. One cannot go into Leil HaSeder without preparation. One has to be prepared for what one can be prepared for and be prepared for the unknown. As we always say every year, and I reiterate it, it's a night where we focus on Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I know the Shulchan Aruch says that the person must come home and the table should be laid and take off miyad, you should start the Seder. Oh, but it doesn't always work like that. And the last thing that a Baal Emunah will do is start to get frustrated with everyone else that you can't start the Seder straight away because the Shulchan Aruch says I've got to start straight away. Because the Hashkoch Aliyena obviously doesn't want you to start straight away. So that's why the emunah is that I obviously now I'm not meant to start straight away. But it's meant to be a night where we're calm, we're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're collected, we're focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that takes preparation to be prepared for what's going to come, and to be prepared for what I may not know is going to come. So he says, very interesting idea. He says that we see the word Godoil is used in the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem on the base, that Talmud Godoil Shemevi Lidei Maisa. Learning is called Godoil. Why? Because it brings towards action. In other words, there's something about the learning in preparation for the Maisa that we call the learning Godoil. What is Shabbos HaGodol about? We know most, if you don't hold like the Vilna Gaon, then Shabbos Mincha, we go through the HaGodol. What for? To prepare ourselves. I Yochel Mirash Chodesh. You're right, Yochel Mirash Chodesh. Can't come to say the night with no preparation. So we're not telling it as that, but we prepare. And Shabbos HaGodol is about preparing ourselves, preparing our minds, and that's why it's called the Shabbos HaGodol. So how do we prepare? So here's a suggestion. The Chidor was makpid every year at his Seder night, that the following story would be told. In the times of the Arizal, there was a woman who became possessed by a dibuk. So Neshama had entered into her, and she was obviously in tremendous amount of distress, and they took her to the Arizal to ask for a tikkun, to extract this Neshama from inside her, the dibuk from inside her. And the Arizal told his Talmud, Reb Chaim Vital, to go and do what was necessary to be done. Reb Chaim Vital went somewhere, did whatever he needed to do, and then he went and he started to speak to the dibuk, to the Neshama. And he asked the Neshama why he's there. So he said that what happened was the woman was busy with two flintstones trying to get a fire. One of them dropped. And the lashon she used was that she should go l'chol aruchot. She should go to l'chol aruchot, which is still an expression that's used today. Normally say it to someone else, not to oneself. But she said it to herself in frustration, in anger. He says, mitoich kas, this is what she said. And hence, I'm a ruach. And therefore, she's gone, l'chol aruchot. She's been possessed by a ruach. So, Reb Chaim Vital started to look at the woman who was possessed by the dibuk, and she wouldn't look at him. She turned her head away because one of the things that someone is possessed by a dibuk, it won't look in the face of a tzaddik. This neshama won't look at the face of a tzaddik. So he started to engage in from within the story, the neshama told him, that's not the reason. That's not the real sibba. That was just a moment where I had an opportunity to enter into her. But there was a sibba for really why, and that is because when she was sitting at this previous Leila Seder, this past year, and people were talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, she inside her was very doubtful and extremely cynical about the whole sipper of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And she's not a mamin. Hence because she's not a mamin, there's an onesh that was hanging over her, that something would happen to her which would bring about serious emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkocha elyona. And therefore, the moment of opportunity for me to enter into her came mitoich kas. Okay. And the woman broke down in admission of that this was the fact. Reb Chaim Vital, having prepared himself for this maimed and knowing how to extract the ruach, got a commitment from her that she now was obviously a mamin after what's happened to her. It was hard, doubt, it was highly unlikely that she would not be a mamin from now on, and that she would engage in emunah and in Leila Seder from now on, etc., etc. And with that, the dibuk left. And the Chidor would say that it's extremely important for us to know this on Seder night, because we have to know what relevance Seder night has. There's a Targum Yeris Ben Uziel in Parashas Toldos, which tells us that night, or that afternoon, when Yaakov Avinu was requested by Rivka to go and get Shnei Gedoya Izim, and to prepare the Mat'amim which Yitzchak Avinu had wanted. Why did Yitzchak Avinu want to give brachas on that night? The Targum Yeris Ben Uziel in Parashas Toldos tells us, you have a look there, that he told Esav HaRasha, you should know that on this night, the Pamalia Shalmalo sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a tremendous Hisoirus in Shomayim, to the extent that brachas are given out min HaShomayim, and brachas can be Mekuyim. And if a tzaddik will give a bracha, then they will be masking min HaShomayim, because it's a time of tremendous simcha. And that's why I'm asking you, go Haveli Matamim, and therefore I'm going to give you a bracha on this night. So the Chidor, we have to know that whenever there's an opportune time in Klal Yisrael for bracha, the Satan will do whatever it can to try and avoid us getting that bracha. We've said this many times from the Chidor and the Ben Ishchai, that they say that a person has to be nizar on Erev Shabbos, and certainly on the Erev Shabbos HaKotan of Pesach, from Erev Shabbos Chatzos until after Shabbos, until after Avdolah, not to allow anything to get me angry, not to allow anything that will reduce shalom amongst those who are around us. Why? Because lo motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha ela ha-shalom. And whenever there's a time of bracha, We can receive bracha, but if we haven't got a kli machzik bracha, where are we going to put it? How are we going to hold on to it? It's just going to fall through the cracks and go away. So the last mission in Shas tells us, you know what that kli machzik bracha is? Shalom. And if we can maintain that shalom, we can hold on to that shalom, then we get the bracha. One of the greatest times for bracha is Shabbos is Makor HaBracha. This year we have Seder night. We have the Shabbos HaKotan on Shabbos. We have the Shabbos, the Machras, the Shabbos, of which we talk about Machras HaShabbos, of Seder night, on Shabbos itself. It's a double bracha in the Shabbos being a bracha, the Makor HaBracha, and the fact that it's a Leila Seder, which where Yitzchok Avinu told us, he told Klal Yisrael, it's an opportune time for bracha. In fact, the Tzaddikim used to say when it says in the Haggadah, V'kan HaBen Shoyel, before Manishtano, it's a time Mesugel for a Yid, to HaBen, the Yid, we are all Bonim Shalmakim, to ask HaKadosh Baruch for anything that we need. That's the time to ask. It's a tremendous night. And therefore the Chidah would inform his family about this tremendous story, and to give them the inspiration to know, now is our opportunity to fabreng with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to fabreng with each other, to increase Shalom, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no bigger simcha, right, when they're more than when the Shalom amongst Klal Yisrael, the Shalom amongst those people who are celebrating Seder with us. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. We've got to prepare. We've got to be prepared. And we have a whole week. We have Shabbos, this Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, and we have a whole week to prepare. And I'll share with you one shtickle Shem Yishmur. I've said it before. I don't know if I said it by Pesach, but the Shem Yishmur is in Haggadah Shel Pesach as we reach the end of Magid. And as we get to the end of Magid, the Shem Yishmur has a pirush on the end of the first piece of Halil. Mekimi me'ofar adol me'ashpa isyorim evyon. Rabbeinu Shalom. Mekimi me'ofar adol. Lift me up, me'ofar from the dust, dal. I'm a poor person. Me'ashpa is from the dung heaps, yorim evyon. Lift up a destitute man. Where do I want you to lift me up to? We don't ask for little things. Yeah? We want to go all the way. Lo hishivim nadivim. I want to sit with the noblemen. Im nadive amoy, with the nobility of my nation, of his nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. Says the Shem Yishmur, we know, Rashi tells us, and the Gemara tells us, whenever the Medrash says dal and evyon in Tehillim, it's referring to a yid who finds himself on a madriga in ruchnius of dal ve evyon. Poor in Ruchnius and Evyon Toyev Lakol, any little thing will make me, any brekel Ruchnius, because I'm so destitute of Ruchnius. And we say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I may be Me'ofar Dol, I may be Me'ashvois, and I may be in the Ashvois and be in Evyon. I want you to lift me up, Lo'ishivim Nadivim. Who are the Nadivim? Says the Shem Yishmur, that there's a Gemara in Chagiga, Tafkimul Amad Aleph, where Rava says, what is Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim? Mayofu pa'amoyich bano'olim bas nodiv. Who's bas nodiv? Zubito shel Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu was the first nodiv, the first benevolent person who went and gave his life over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was menadiv his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Baal Abira. Hence his daughter is called the bas nodiv. And that's why the Sfarim HaKadoshim write that the Obis are called the Nadivim. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech says, Klal Yisrael, this is what you asked for. Don't ask, don't settle for anything less than to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo hishivim nadivim. I want to sit with the others. What do you mean, the others? They're not alive anymore. How am I going to sit with the others? He says, yeah, I know. We're only here for a short amount of time. We're in this world for 120 years, and after that, and we're preparing for the future world. And after that, we go to Masivta Derekiah. He says an amazing thing. Any kinyan that we are kona, any acquisition that we acquire in our nefesh, which is in essence the real who we are, the guf is just the coating for who we are. But any acquisition that we acquire in our nefesh stays with us even after we move on from this world. And he says if a person creates and nurtures in oneself a tshuka for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even after he leaves this world. And he quotes a Zohar. Ibar nash ismashich basa kudsha brichu. V'ti'uvto dilei abasrei b'hai alma. A person wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his desire in this world is to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lebosa kadnofik minei. When he'll leave this world, ihu ismashich abasrei. He continues to go closer and closer and closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that chukka remains and it gets fed. And Ebenezer is, he quotes an Ebenezer in his Akdama to Koheles, who says that same thing. Valkei b'Yisrael, b'shvul shenikroin evyoin, shemishtoikikin neismashich le'elah, they have a taiva to get, an evyoin from a lashon toiv, they have a taiva to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach midosam nami ba'hu alma, shemishtoikikim le'elam, yoysa v'yoysa, le'salka b'dargin iloin, darga b'osa darga, it'll go, they'll continue to rise, daraga achada, ad shezoichin leishe bi yeshivas ha'ovis. We can be zoicha to sit with the Ovis HaKadoshim. How do we do that? She says, oh, of course, there's a great limit that every yid should nurture that chukah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't leave it just to become hergel and to be a hidden ahava in one's heart, but one has to nurture it and one has to work on it. How? V'yikba shois la'atzmei lehispeinin bo ad sheyikneh ba'atzmei midas ha'chukah b'chol yoyim yoyseh v'yoyseh. And he says that's his father actually told this to him when he was a young, when he was a younger person, Leman Sermish El Mato, to get him to avoid falling into the trap of the Yetzer. And he said to him like this, a person, his father, the father of the Shem Mishmul, told him, She'ish she'yesh bo tshuka de kedusha. A person who in this world has a tshuka for kedusha. But we all fall sometimes. He said, I want to tell you, I guarantee him, Hinini orev loy, shelo yireh pnei Gehenim. He won't see Gehenim. He may fall sometimes. He's not going to see Gehenim. Ve'im yuva shama, and if he gets brought there, yo'uf ad mehera misham kechetz mikeshes. He'll fly out of there like an arrow out of a bow. Because when he's got this chukka that's in him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to feed it. And sometimes we fall, but we've got to fall less over time. We've got to pick ourselves up quicker. But if we breed that chukka within ourselves, then we are zoichet to go and go and go and go. Lo yishivi im nadivim. Im nadivei amai. That's what we ask for over here. Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Mekimi me'or for Adol. And our Doris were compared to the Doris of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah who made the Haggadah. Compared to the Tzadikim of previous Doris, what are our mitzvahs? We're dull and evyon. Oh, but we can get much, much further. In a certain way, from the fact that we are in a Doris that is so far from what was, every little bit that we do, as we know this from Reb Chaim Vital, and we know this from the Chofetz Chaim, we say that every bit we do is worth so much more. But every bit of tshuka that we can breathe in ourselves, and that's what Seder Night is about. We've got to focus on the fact that we have an opportunity to share with others that we were mitchila oida avodah zarah hayu avi seima. They were at the lowest ebb, Klal Yisrael, began. Terach, Lavan, I mean these are our ancestors who wanted to get rid of us. Yet Klal Yisrael steigt and steigt and steigt and it hasn't stopped. And that's what Leil HaSeder is about, to breed within us. When we come to the end of Halil and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we appreciate, we want to be close to you. We know what this means. We have Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that Klal Yisrael has lasted. That this was the first of the Galuyos. Think about all the other Galuyos that we've been through and we're still part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. We're still close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We still have the Torah. We're still holding on to these age-old Mesorah that's been given and passed down through the Doras. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be close to you. The more we can breathe that within ourselves, the closer we will get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gives us that siyata dishmaya, and that's to get closer to him. And that doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. And that needs, it requires preparation. The same way that every day his spodidus and his spodinus on this nurturing of one's chukka to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is required every day, so too it's required every day that we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but so too it's required that every day of the coming 8 days we spend a bit of time preparing for the Leil HaSeder. Preparing ourselves and preparing something to say and preparing ourselves that we're getting to this amazing night of bracha, that we're going to make sure that there's tremendous shalom and that we're going to nurture that and we're going to find ways of making people feel proud to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. I'll just finish off with one vote. The last year of Meshver's life, that year, it's one of his questions. He would ask it almost every year and it was kedarkei. A question which was very befitting for him to ask. We would come to the Dayenu and say, Ilu, Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ilu, Kervonu V'lifnei Arsinai, V'loi Nosanu Nesatera Dayenu. And like a good Litvish Rav, he would say, well, V'loi Nosanu Nesatera Dayenu, without Torah, what would you be worth? What do you mean? Ilu Kervonu V'lifnei Arsinai, V'loi Nosanu Nesatera, the whole thing's not worth, the whole thing was only for Torah. Without Torah, what? You can't live without Torah. No, whatever you're going to tell me, you can't live without Torah. You try this Torah and that Torah. The skula that they got and what the darga that they got and what Torah does, without Torah you're nothing. And that year, it was Tifarain in whatever Haggadah he'd chosen for that Seder night, and with the exclamations, oh, this is the Teretz. And the whole Yom Tov, everyone that came in was subjected to, pleasingly anyway, but to this, to have to listen to the Teretz of the Leshen, Rabbi Eliashiv Zeder. And he says like this, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave Klal Yisrael Torah. Yeah, he gave Klal Yisrael Torah. There's two ways that there's one way HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given us the Torah, and there's the way that he did give it to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given Torah to Klal Yisrael and said, listen, this is Torah. Our Torah remains Torah Bashamayim, and that's where it's paskened. And we know famously, Rabbi Elazar, one time, by the story of the Tanu Shanachnoi, had a machlokas with the other Tanoim who were there, and they were all cholik on him, and he said, it's alochas like me, the carob tree that outside should uproot itself, and it did. And they said, Eim avin raim min acharuv. And he said, if the halachas like me, the spring of water should turn and flow upstream. And it did. And they said, Eim avin raim amas amen. So the halachas like me, kois lebe samerdu sheikhichu. And they started to cave in until Gar ben Rabbi Huda. And they stayed in the Chayde Rabbi Huda, the Chayde Rabbi Shimon. They wouldn't go back because he'd cut, and the Chayde Rabbi Shua told them to stop. They wouldn't go all the way back. So they stopped where they were. So they wouldn't go all the way back because that's what Rabbi Shimon told them. So he said, ah, talochas like me, min ha-shamayim yo-chichu. Yotza bas-koil, va-omar, ma-alochem eitzel Reb Shimon, sha-alocha k'moysoi b'chol mokim. So omar Reb Yishua, ragla va-omar, ein mashkichim be-bas-koil, teira loy ba-shamayim hi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And without going into all the detail and the beauty of explaining exactly all the points of that story, but the end result is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, that in every Dor, when there is a Shaila of what to do, it's dependent on what Rov Chachmei HaDor, on what Rov Poskei HaDor decide is the Halacha, that's how we Paskin. I, in a previous Dor, may have been different, and maybe there's people, and it's all Torah. And there's people maybe in the Machlokes, sorry, it wasn't Reb Shimon, it was Reb Elazar. Malachim, it's Reb Elazar, not Reb Shimon. And Reb Elazar also was mechavan to Torah, and what he was saying was that definitely Torah and Torah amitis. And the baskel was made, that what he said, but that wasn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, that our Sore HaTorah will paskim what the halacha is. And the Hashgach Aliyena will orchestrate that in certain Torahs the halacha is that, in certain Torahs the halacha is something else. But that the Brit Shem gave us the Torah. The truth is, without Torah we'd be nothing. We need a Torah to now to live. Ilu kervanu lifnei asina v'loy nosan lonu Torah. We don't say that. And it wouldn't have given us Torah. V'loy nosan lonu esa Torah. If he would have brought us to Asina and he would have given us the Torah, but he wouldn't have given it to us, that kilu we're the balabatim on the Torah, that our sorry our Torah paskin what Torah is, dayenu, because at least we would have had the Torah. We would have known how to live our lives. That the Rebbe Shem brought us to Har Sinai, and he showed us how Klal Yisrael can govern the Torah. That's what we can become partners with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what Seder Night is about, to realize that's how great Klal Yisrael is. We become partners with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then we decide what Torah is, and we, the sorry, our Torah itself, and they decide therefore what nature is going to be, because nature conforms to whatever the Torah is passing. But Eiz Hashem, we should still be Zoicha, to be Noicha, min Azvachim, min Apsachim, Tumah Hutra, B'tzibur, so we can still be Makrim, the Korban Pesach this year. And if not, then we should be Zoicha to all the Brachas on the Leil HaSeder, be prepared for it, that we should be ready to be Be'achdus with everyone, be B'shalim the whole way through, and the double Bracha of Shabbos, Riz, Mekorah, Bracha, together with Yom Tov, which brings all its brachas, should bring us that Be'ez Hashem, which should be zeichet to Yeshua, Befrat, Bechlal, and be zeichet to the Kula Shem of Mehera V'Yomenu.